بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول رحمه الله: منزلة الخوف، ومن منازل إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين منزلة الخوف. He said رحمه الله, the station of fear. So after we spoke about الحزن, he moves to fear. He said منزلة الحزن. He said منزلة الخوف. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله: وهي من أجل منازل الطريق وأنفعها إلى القلب. He said it is from the most glorious منزلة and most beneficial to the heart. منزلة الخوف. وهي فرض على كل أحد. He said it is obligatory on every person to have منزلة الخوف. It is obligatory on every person to have منزلة الخوف. Why ابن القيم رحمه الله said it is obligatory on every person to have منزلة الخوف. Something very important, إخواني, to do with مسائل الإيمان, matters of إيمان, pay attention. From إيمان is to have belief of the heart and actions of the heart. From إيمان, يعني proportion. I'm not going to talk about tongue and limbs now, just let us be here in the heart. And there are actions of the heart, you must have the bare minimum for you to become a mu'min. Pay attention here, mu'min does not mean a level above Muslim. Mu'min here means as antonym, contradict, kafir. Fahimna? Yani, mu'min mean believer or disbeliever. Here, al-iman, to have bare minimum iman in your heart, you have to have some proportion of fear in your heart. Bare minimum of fear from Allah in your heart. Without it, you're not a Muslim anymore. Of course, it is easy to understand conceptually, but in reality is very hard to see how that works. But as a concept, you can understand it. Yani, the scholars give an example. If somebody to say, you ask someone, Ya akhi, fear Allah. He said, I don't fear Allah. I have no fear of Allah. And I don't care. The scholars say, this is a statement of kufr. Why? Because he denied the basic, bare minimum element of fear of Allah from himself. Same thing, the issue of love. You have to have the bare minimum, a man of love, hope. And that's why denial of complete hope in the Quran is what? From the traits of whom? Kafirin. Same thing. Denial of any love to Allah is from the traits of kufr. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَهُوَ فَرْضٌ عَلَى كُلِّ أَحَدٍ. It's an obligation to have fear from Allah in your heart. Now, you have the bare minimum, and then you raise a little bit, you have the obligatory fear that makes you turn away from major sin. But if that, يعني you can imagine it in your head, circles. You have the core circle, which is the core fear from Allah that keeps you a Muslim, that keeps you on a basic tenet of Islam. Yeah, and you're just scraping the line, 50%. And you have the extra amount, the obligatory amount of fear. The obligatory amount, what does it do? It stops you from falling into major sin. It can be punctured. This is when you fall into haram major sin. But if you have that obligatory fear, which is that second circle, if you perfect it, you hardly fall into major sin. But you will fall into minor sin, which is what? Another circle. Now we have the core, the middle, and another circle. That is the perfection of fear of Allah, which stops you from falling into what Allah dislikes, the makruh. And then when you fall into a dislike, which is everyone does, that perfect circle get punctured. But you repair it and you go on with your life. And this is the constant struggle of what? Of a righteous person. The righteous person, he's always trying to repair the perfect circle of fear of Allah. But the Muslim who's al-muqtasid, the sinner, afwan, al-zalim li nafsihi, al-zalim li nafsihi, the one who oppresses himself, the one who fear falls into major sin, and then he repents, and then falls into major sin, and then he repents. He's constantly repairing what? The second circle, the middle circle. And the core circle, wal-iyadu billah, if someone breaks it, he left what? The fold of Islam. Fahimna? And that is why Ibn al-Qayyim said, he said fard. When he says the fard, he's talking about the obligatory circle. Not the core circle, because he assumes you already have. You're not reading this book and you already reached the manzila of khawf if you don't have the core circle which makes you a Muslim. You already established that core circle by being a Muslim, by taking the shahada. Qala ta'ala, he mentions the ayah, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ, do not fear them and fear me. Yani do not fear no one, but have fear for Allah. وَخَافُونِ, here there is a ya that is removed from خَافُونِ. Why? Because it is fa'al amr. It's an obligation. That's why the ya is mahdufa. Otherwise it would be what? خَافُونِ. Here comes to tell you it is, what I'm trying to tell you is what? An order. An order. Allah ordering you, so that is why it is fard. When Allah orders you to do something, becomes what? Obligation. Naam. In kuntum mu'mineen. Here comes conditioning the iman. Meaning Allah come here in kuntum, in to do what? It's for conditions. It conditions something. When in comes to pose a condition. This condition is what? Meaning, one of the conditions of iman is for you to have fear from me. Therefore, you have to fear me and fear none but me. That's what the ayah means. Fahimt? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ, and me only have rahba. I will not explain what rahba means. Because later I'm going to explain to you Ibn al-Qayyim, the difference between rahba and khashya and so on and so forth. Then he said, فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِ. Again, the same verb. Do not have khashya from the people and have khashya from me. The ones who are not understanding Arabic, The translation is coming for rahba and khashya, so don't worry. Here Aisha radiallahu anha, you know the hadith of course, when the Messenger of Allah, she said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ. Those who give whatever they give from charity and good deeds, while their hearts have wajal, with awe. قالت يا رسول الله, she said, O Messenger of Allah, Aisha asking her husband, the Prophet ﷺ, is it the man who commit adultery and fornication and drink khamra and steals? قال لا يا ابنة الصديق. Said no. Allah is not talking about those who do ibadat and mix it with major sin. No. ولكنه, indeed it is the man who fasts, who prays and fasts and gives charity and fears that Allah does not accept from him. This is the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that they give whatever they give, بَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَهُ, يعني their hearts in utmost fear that Allah does not accept what they've given. Not the one who do hasanat and say in fear that the hasanat is taken away by their sayyat. No, these people do hasanat, but they fear that Allah does not accept. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah explained this hadith, said, عَمِلُوا وَاللَّهِ بِالطَّعَاتِ. These people acted upon ta'at, obedience to Allah. وَاجْتَهَدُوا فِيهَا, and they worked and struggled in it. And they feared that it will be rejected in their face. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ مَنْ جَمَعَ إِحْسَانًا وَخَشْيَةً. He said, Al-Mu'min is the one who collected ihsan and khashya, reverential fear. وَالْمُنَافِقُ, the hypocrite, who collected harm and amna, and has no fear. Has no fear from, he thinks everything is cool, everything is sweet, and we're living in tranquility. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, pay attention to these terms, al-wajal. I can't translate it, we'll give you definitions as we come. Al-khawf, this one you can, fear. Al-khashya, a higher level, which is reverential fear. Some translations said that. Rahba, let's call it O. He said there are very close terms, but they're not synonyms. Fahimt? يعني الخشية is not الخوف. الخوف is not الرهبة. They are very close. يعني, for example, you could say, but they have an additional meaning that gives it a different direction. He said, we'll come to that slowly, inshallah. Abu al-Qasim al-Junayd rahimahullah, the great Imam al-Junayd, he said, al-khawfu, the definition of fear. Scholars struggle to define what is fear. We understand the concept of fear, but what is really fear? How do we define it? What do I feel? What do I understand from myself? Fear Allah. What do I understand from that? He said, tawakku'u al-uqubah ma' majari al-anfas. He said, على مجاري الأنفاس توقع الخوف توقع العقوبة على مجاري الأنفاس. He said the fear of Allah is for you to expect that Allah going to punish you even for a breath. Of course, that's expanding it too much for things that it is not. نعم حرام. وقيل, and it said, يعني, he does not recommend this definition. الخوف قوة العلم بمجاري الأحكام. He said, الخوف is the strength of knowledge بمجاري, يعني how the أحكام, the rulings of Allah, goes. And here he said, الخوف هرب القلب من حرول المكروه عند استشعاره. He said, khawf, fear, is when the heart runs away, when harm comes, or you feel harm coming your way. Like what? You know, when the horse, they hear, if you make a sudden move, they jump straight away and they look, they make sure that there is no problem and then they settle down. That jump is istish'ar المكروه, just feeling the harm without even the harm coming to them. Here he said, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, wal khashya, he's going to give us the khashya, then he's going to give us the difference between them, and this way you'll understand khawf. He said, al-khashya, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama, the ones who have خشية from Allah are the scholars. He said الخشية أخص من الخوف. الخشية is more specific than fear. And there is the general circle of fear and there is the specific which is reverential fear, يعني more than the fear, the normal fear. Here he said خشية is خوف مقرون بالعلم. He give you the additional information. He said خشية is fear, but it is coupled, complemented with knowledge. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the most knowledgeable in Allah from amongst you, and I am the most khashya from him. I have the most khashya from him. So always khashya comes with ilm, which is an extra step then fear. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Al-khawf haraka wal-khashya injima'a. Now you will understand khawf properly. Al-Muhim, he said, rahimahullah, فالخوف حركة. Here he differentiate between khawf and khashya. And now you are able to encapsulate and understand what khawf means. He said, al-khawf is movement. Khashya is gathering and steadfastness. With peacefulness. He said, the person who sees the enemy or a torrent coming his way, a torrent of water coming your way, you have two options. First option is to run. The second option is to stand and face it with steadfastness. The running away comes from fear. The steadfastness comes from what? Khashya. That's the difference between khashya and fear. You see? So here he said, Al-khawf min Allah makes you run away from what? From haram. Sah? Khashya makes you what? Steadfast. May I steadfast and fall into it when it comes to you? No. Steadfast and repel it away so it doesn't come back. You defeat it. I'll give you a simple example. You're on your phone, you have an app or Facebook or whatever it is. Something that is haram popped out on your phone from the app. Fear of Allah, you close it and you say, A'udhu Billah. Khashya, you delete the whole thing. Delete the app, say, I don't want it. Araft? You don't run away. You actually face it and change it. Araft? I know it's a simple example. It does not meet what we're saying. As for Rahba, فَهِيَ الْإِمْعَانُ فِي الْهَرَبِ مِنَ الْمَكْرُوهِ. Al-Rahba, what we defined it, even though the English does not give it the proper meaning. Al-Rahba, we said what it is, what did we say? Oh. He said, فَهِيَ الْإِمْعَانُ. I don't think the word oh justifies it. Right? But we just take a word. فَهِيَ الْإِمْعَانُ فِي الْهَرَبِ مِنَ الْمَكْرُوهِ. It is to emphasize on running from the disliked. You run away faster or in stronger. Araft? He said, how do we understand it? Biddid. The antonym of it is what? Al-Raghba. Al-Raghba is the travel of the heart towards something that you desire. Travel towards for something that you desire. If something you really desire it, you take steadfast steps, strong steps, with eagerness to get it. صح? يعني if you want something and you keen on it, you employ all your mental power, every power that you have to make sure it's there for you. You focus on it and you go get it. صح? Opposite to it is الرهبة. But in what? Running away from. يعني you focus on a plan and strategy how to properly escape from this the best and the quickest way. So if you have رهبة from Allah and you know there are things haram coming your way, you have a proper strategy and a plan to get away from it. He said, أَمَّا الْوَجَلُ. الْوَجَلُ, wallahi, I don't know what's the translation. He said, فَرَجَفَانُ الْقَلْبِ وَانْصِدَاعِهِ لِذِكْرِ مَنْ يَخَافُ سُلْطَانَهُ وَعُقُوبَتَهُ أَوْ لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. He said, it is the shake of the heart, the trample of the heart, and the crack of the heart when the one that you fear, the one you fear his might, his power, and his punishment, or seeing him. Yani, what it means again, yani, it is not fear. It is only by hearing the name of someone, you fear his name, or his punishment, or his power. Once you hear their name, you're already at the state of fear. صح? يعني كيف? يعني you come home, they tell you, wallahi, يا محمد, your mother tells you, there are two men, white, wearing suits, come asking for you. Who are these? Is your federal police? I don't know. So you start getting up, they don't even mention the name. And you're already what? Trampling. صح? That's called what? وجل. That's supposed to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني بس that what Umar radiallahu anhu happened to him when somebody said to him, Ya Umar, اتق الله. And he cried. That is وجل. There is wajal, that is not fear, that is not rahba, that is even further, that is a station of wajal. So your heart tremples just by the hearing the name of the one you fear. By hearing the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wajal is there. He said, أَمَّا الْهَيْبَةِ. Another level, الْهَيْبَةِ. He said, فَخَوْفٌ مُقَارِنٌ لِلْتَعْظِيمِ وَالْإِجْلَالِ. الْهَيْبَةِ is فَخَوْف, fear, comes parallel with glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is comes with what? With ilm and love. So when you have love to Allah and you are very well knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then you have fear of Allah, then there is haybah. Give you a very simple example. There are people, once they walk in the room, everyone goes silent. Even though they're not scary, everyone too scared to talk. And if you used to ask your question, you stutter. That is called what? Haiba. Called what? Haiba. That's why it calls Rajulun Mahib. A man who is Mahib. Normally, when he enters, has a presence. And that presence makes you, yani, your heart fear. Even though you don't love, you don't hate them, you love them. And sometimes some of these people you love. Sometimes there's some ulama, they have haiba, where you love them so much, and you know they are knowledgeable. When you are in their presence, you think 10 times of before you talk. You actually start structure the sentence in your head for about an hour, and then when you have the little bit of guts, you talk. صح? Not fearing that your peers might embarrass you, say, or laugh at you. No, You just have haiba for this person. You don't want to say the wrong thing in front of them. That is haiba. And you have this haiba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said here, فَالْخَوْفُ. We haven't started even with what Sahib al-Manazil said. We're still saying what Ibn al-Qayyim said. And why I'm translating word by word? Because what Ibn al-Qayyim said in this khawf is very important. He said here, فَالْخَوْفُ لِعَامَّةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Full stop. Fear is for the general عَامَّةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As I told you in the beginning of the lesson, look, everyone have this khawf from Allah. Otherwise, you're not properly a Muslim. وَالْخَشْيَةِ for الْعُلَمَاءِ الْعَارِفِينَ, the high-level scholars. وَالْهَيْبَةِ لِلْمُحِبِّينَ, the one that have to love to Allah. عرفت؟ He said, والإجلال للمقربين, for the الإجلال, the glorification is for the close one to Allah. وعلى قدر العلم والمعرفة يكون الخوف والخشية. And according to علم and knowing, here معرفة is a little bit more specific of knowing. You have علم about how the car works. You know all the elements, how they work, how the petrol comes from the tank, goes into the those injectors, combustion chamber, pushes the pistons, pushes the shaft, pushes the gearbox control, has some control over the speed, goes to the diff, and the wheel start turning. That is called what? I know how the system works. صح? You know how it all works. But there is a little bit of vibration. I know how the system works, but I will never be able to work out how to get rid or fix the vibration. Who can? The person who has ilm and ma'rifah. He says, yes, the joint, there is a joint in the shaft are loose. You need to change them because they're causing vibration in the shaft. So you feel the car all of it vibrating. So this is what al-ma'rifah is, for you to be able to spot the problem, take down the shafts, change those joints, put them back again and put the car back again. That's ilm and ma'rifah. Araft? So here, rahimahullah said, according to the ilm wal ma'rifa, the khawf and the khashya you have. Araf? Yani you could have khawf and beginning of khashya. You have khawf and halfway through khashya. And so on and so forth. He said here, لو تعلمون, he mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, إني لا أعلمكم بالله وأشدكم له خشية. I interpreted that already. He said in another hadith, لو تعلمون ما أعلم. If you only know, the Prophet ﷺ said to the people, if you only know what I know, لَدَحَكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا, you would have laughed a little. وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, and you would have cried a lot. وَلَا مَا تَلَذَّذْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ عَلَى الْفُرُجِ, and you would not even enjoy the time with your wife in bed. وَلَخَرَجْتُمْ إِلَى صَعُدَاتِ تَجْأَرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, you go out to the valleys and to the hills, raising your hands, loudly crying for Allah. But why the Prophet ﷺ did not do that? Why the Prophet ﷺ did not do that? Or order us to do that? Because the hope restrain you from that. Araft? That's why absolute fear without hope to restrain that. You hope that Allah will forgive you, what will happen? You go crazy. If it's only fear and fear only, there is no hope that Allah will forgive. People who know about Allah, they go insane. Araft? That's why you need the hope. Here he said, فَصَاحِبُ الْخَوْفِ يَلْتَجِئُ إِلَى الْهَرَبِ. He said, the one who has fear, he turns to fleeing. وَالْإِمْسَاكِ, and to hold off. وَصَاحِبُ الْخَيْرِ, وصاحب الخشية, and the one who has خشية, he will turn to what? Adhering to knowledge. He said, فالخائف, the خائف, the one who truly fear Allah, he runs away from his Lord to who? To his Lord. And he said, he mentioned some of the Salaf, what they said about khawf. He said, قال أبو سليمان ما فارق الخوف قلبا إلا خرب. Fear does not leave the heart except this heart becomes خرابة, ruined house. وقال إبراهيم بن سفيان إذا سكن الخوف القلوب أحرق مواضع الشهوات منها. When the fear settles inside a heart, it will burn the places of desire in it. وطرد الدنيا عنها, and will sack دنيا. He said, وقال ذو النون المصري, الناس على الطريق ما لم يزل عنهم الخوف. People are on the right path as long as they have fear. If the fear goes, they will become misguided and they lose their way. I want to read for you what Hatim al-Asam said. It's amazing, subhanAllah. He said, لا تغتر بمكان صالح. Do not be cheated or be fooled in the righteous place. يعني you reached with your a'mal a certain level of righteousness. Do not be fooled. فلا مكان أصلح من الجنة. There is no better place than Jannah. So then she, يعني, this is a good place. وَلَقِيَ فِيهَا آدَمُ مَا لَقِي. And Adam faced whatever he faced. Where? In the Jannah. وَلَا تَغْتَرْ, يعني, don't say I am in this place. No, Adam was in far better place than you. Then what? He got kicked out of Jannah. يعني, don't be fooled. نعم. وَلَا تَغْتَرَّ بِكَثْرَةِ الْعِبَادَةِ. And do not be fooled by lots of worship. فَإِنَّ إِبْلِيسَ بَعْدَ طُولِ الْعِبَادَةِ لَقِيَ مَا لَقِي. Indeed, Iblis, after he worshipped Allah for so much, he became an outcast. These words are important. Wallahi, happened to every one of us, including myself and others, that you think you reach somewhere and you've done something, but very easy everything will turn head first and you fall head first. No matter how much ibadah you're going to do, Iblis used to do more ibadah than you. Look how it turned around. And that specifically in the time we're living in. Wallahi, there are problems everywhere we go amongst the community, amongst our brothers, amongst the group that we're working in the da'wah, amongst each other. And we see a lot of problems. But leaving, as some brothers, the shaitan plays in their head, Wallahi, khalas, I want to pray at home, I want to be away from the people, away, khalas. Wallahi, I think of that not on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. That I had enough. But I know as soon as I isolate myself from whatever I'm doing, I'm going to hit down so bad. Doesn't matter whether you're Sheikh Alim or you have PhD in Aqeedah. You will go head down first. You go. So don't be fooled and don't let the shaitan fool you. Steadfast. Stay with your brothers. Stay in your ibadah. Stay in your masjid. No matter how much negativity there is and dislike that you're feeling from some people, pay attention. And do not let others demotivate you. Because you will die by yourself and be buried by yourself, resurrected by yourself, meet Allah by yourself, and you enter Jannah or Jahannam by yourself. He said, وَلَا تَغْتَرَّ بِكَثْرَةِ الْعِلْمِ. And do not be fooled with a lot of knowledge. فَإِنَّ بِالْعَامَ بِنْ بَاعُرَى لَقِيَ مَا لَقِي وَكَانَ يَعْرِفُ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ الْعَظَمِ. بِالْعَامَ بِنْ بَاعُرَى كَالْكَلْب. صح. What happened? Allah criticized him in the Quran. عرفت. He had so much knowledge بالعام بن باعوراء. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him like a dog in the Quran. So don't be fooled at that, how much knowledge you have. He knew the secret of the name of Allah. The ism Allah al-A'zam, meaning when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this name, Allah will guarantee answer your dua. Some ulama debated that whether this actually right or wrong, but المهم. وَلَا تَغْتَرَّ بِلُقَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ وَرُؤْيَتِهِمْ. And do not be fooled by seeing the righteous, and meeting them and be part of their circle. فَلَا شَخْصَ أَصْلَحَ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. There is no better person than the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, yet his enemies and the hypocrites did not benefit from him. Wallahi, we the student, the Sheikh Fulan, and the student of Sheikh Fulan, and the student of Sheikh Fulan. You see some brothers on Facebook, Sheikh Fulan hafidhahullah, and Sheikh Fulan hafidhahullah. And what do you benefit from their ilm? The lecture that he spoke about takfir. A sentence that is cut off from a book or a lecture. That's all what he took. And everything else that Sheikh spoke about curses what you do, and free from himself or from what you do, you don't see it. لا تغتر. Wallahi, Sheikh Fulan is the student of Fulan, or brother Fulan is the student of Sheikh Fulan. It means nothing. Maybe you sat there, but it entered from one ear and left the other. يقول رحمه الله والخوف ليس مقصود بذاته. ليس مقصودا بذاته. He said, fear is not an aim by itself. بل هو مقصود لغيره قصد الوسائل. يعني you take fear as a mean, like you take every mean in your life to get you to an end. ولهذا يزول بزوال الخوف. What he means? فإن أهل الجنة, indeed people of Jannah, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يعني خوف is there in your heart to keep you away from haram and disobedience from Allah subhanahu, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why khawf is there. Now we move to what Sahib al-Madarij said. Darajat al-Khawf. Al-Muhim, he gave Ibn al-Qayyim a summary here. He said, I heard Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah yaqul, al-Khawf al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy fear, ما حجزك من محارم الله. What refrains you from falling into what Allah has forbidden. So if someone asks you, define fear of Allah, say, whatever stops you from falling into what Allah has forbidden. Sahib al-Manazil said, الخوف, defining الخوف, هو الانخلاع من طمأنينة الأمن بمطالعة الخبر. الانخلاع, to come out from, طمأنينة, the peace of and tranquility and safety. يعني you're in a comfort zone of peacefulness and tranquility, you pull yourself suddenly from it towards مطالعة الخبر, to find out what Allah wants. You flee from the haram towards the knowledge that Allah sent for you to solve these matters. Araft? What is that? Al-khabar? Al-wa'd wal-wa'id. Yani you run away from peacefulness and tranquility to what? To discover what Allah said, what is for you in Jannah if you fear Him, and what is for you in Jahannam if you do not fear Him. He said, and it is upon three levels. الخوف من العقوبة وهو الخوف الذي يصح به الإيمان وهو خوف العامة وهو يتولد من تصديق الوعيد وذكر الجناية ومراقبة العاقبة. He said, the first level, الخوف من العقوبة, to fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the fear that iman becomes correct. وَهُوَ الْخَوْفُ الَّذِي يَصُحُّ بِهِ الْإِيمَانِ. Now, وهو خوف العامة، الخوف من العقوبة، remember from the punishment، وهو الخوف الذي يصح به الإيمان، the which is the circle that your iman becomes correct. Here could be possibly he means the core first circle, and it could be possibly the second circle, because both of them emanates from what? Fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I lean to the first circle in the beginning of the lesson, which is what? Because he said, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّدُ مِنْ تَصْدِيقِ الْوَعِيدِ. It is, it emanates from, it is born from believing in al-wa'id, the threat of Allah, meaning in Jahannam wal-iyadu billah. What believing in Jahannam does? Gives you the basic fear from Allah, and this is khawf al-am. وَذِكْرُ الْجِنَايَةِ. And you start remembering, which is what? Takes us back to the yaqadha. Step of yaqadha, remember? Remembering the jinaya, you start remembering your sin and your crime. وَمُرَاقَبَةِ الْعَاقِبَةِ. And you start and you become watchful to where you're going to. So the first fear, which is the fear of layman, which is the fear of, it comes from what? From believing in the punishment of Allah. صح؟ Because the Jannah, it gives what? What emanates from believing in Jannah? Raghba. صح? Desire to go to Jannah. And what emanates from the threat of Allah? Khawf. Fear. You want to run away. Araft? And then he said, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّدْ مِنَ التَّصْدِيقِ مِنْ تَصْدِيقِ الْوَعِيدِ وَذِكْرِ الْجِنَايَةِ. Then after that comes what? You start to remember how much you neglected the orders of Allah. And then you start watching what? Al-Aqibah. Where I'm going to and where I'm heading. These are three elements give birth to fear in your heart. Here he commented, he said, وَمُرَاقَبَةُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. Watching Al-Aqibah. Al-Aqibah mean the result in the end. He said, when you bring into your mind what is scaring you, and you put it between your eyes, you do not forget it. You start to always put it right there in front of you. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said, أكثر من ذكر هذه من لذات. Continuously remember what? The destroyer of all joys, which is death. Why? Because you always have the fear. And then it refrains you from doing what? What Allah has forbidden. Naam. We've finished now the first level, Al-Amma. He said the second level, خوف المكر في جريان الأنفاس المستغرقة المستغرقة في اليقظة المشوبة بالحلاوة. الله أكبر. That needs not translator. I don't know who was able to translate this. نعم. He said, خوف المكر في جريان الأنفس المستغرقة في اليقظة. Before we define this, remember when we spoke about the yaqadha. The yaqadha, the state of awakening when you wake up and you come to the deen. This is the time most of you probably felt it. There is a sweetness, when you excitement when you are in the deen, in the beginning, that pushes you. Araft? Yani Allah criticized some people, the Yahud, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Time has become long. يعني they've been in the deen for 20, 25 years, practicing the deen, so things doesn't affect them anymore. The heart becomes hardened. You don't, خلاص. يعني the salawat and everything becomes becomes just عادات. يعني خلاص. Become normal habit like eating, drinking and breathing. Yeah, just you do it because you do it and that's it. عرفت. But here rahimahullah is talking about what? اليقظ مشوبة بالحلاوة. It is mixed with sweetness. So there is this feeling that is all the time there. At those moments, some people are able to maintain these feelings, this continuous excitement, this continuous sweetness in the deen. Huh? This yaqadha always there, subhanAllah. At this moment, they wake up to something very important, which is al-makr, the plot. From losing this, because they're so entrenched in, you're so submerged in the sweetness, the closeness with Allah, the happiness and the excitement of the ibadat, you forget about the element of fear. You forget about element of fear. And then when you forget about the element of fear, makrullah comes and you turn head to toe. And this can explain why some brothers come to the deen, you see them so excited, on edge, flying, they're walking on water, and in a couple of months' time, bang, gone. Of course, some people have psychological element to it. You know, some brothers, it's psychologically why they go to the deen and they drop in some psychological element. It's something new. They want always something new. But some people, this applies to them. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, he said, there is no sweetness like the sweetness of what? To be in the presence of al-yaqadha. But you have to always, when you are in that state, have what? The element of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fear that Allah could mislead you. He said, and it can be stolen from you and taken from you. He said, فَكَمْ مِنْ مَغْبُوطٍ بِحَالِهِنْ عَكَسَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَالِ. How many people that were so content and happy with their status and in their place, it turned on them. وَرَجَعَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعَمَلِ إِلَىٰ قَبِيحِ الْأَعْمَالِ. And he turns from the good deeds back to the evil deeds. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَهِ. He started to turn his head, what has happened to me? I used to be one of the best in ibadat, what happens? How did I become here? Na'am. Araft. Here he said, and then instead of being excited in the deen, it turns to darkness, and his presence, it becomes absence. Wal'iyadhu billah. And this is, he's saying, this level of fear, it must be always there, to the brothers and the sisters who reach the second level, which is fear that what I'm having from sweetness, it could turn on me. So I need to maintain it, always remember having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third level, said here, rahimahullah, darajatul khassa, يعني, he said, وَلَيْسَ فِي مَقَامِ أَهْلِ الْخُصُوصِ وَحْشَةَ الْخَوْفِ إِلَّا هَيْبَةَ الْجَلَالِ وَهَيَ أَقْصَى دَرَجَ يُشَارُ إِلَيْهَا فِي غَايَةِ الْخَوْفِ. He said, this high level of fear, he said, they do not have وَحْشَةَ الْخَوْفِ, the resemblance of fear. He said, there is, it turns to what? هَيْبَةَ الْجَلَالِ. عرفت? The O of veneration. This is this translation. You venerate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have this awe in your heart towards Him. That is then the khawf. That is the khawf you have. It's not the fear of the layman now. It is something higher. What happened is there is haybah. It becomes in your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the highest level. Here he said, Al-Imam Al-Harawi rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam Al-Harawi, he said, وَهِيَ هَيْبَ التَّعَارُضِ الْمُكَاشَفَاتِ أَوْقَاتَ النَّجَاتِ وَتَصُونُ الْمَسَامِرُ أَحْيَانَ الْمُسَامَرَةِ وَتَفْصِمُ الْمُعَايِنُ بِصَدْمَةِ الْعِزَّةِ. نعم. He said, when, yani what he's trying, he said, this haybah you have in your heart, there are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when your person reaches this highest level, there are mukashafat, there are things become Allah reveals things to you. Yani what? Yani there are feeling of ibadah. There are feelings of excitement. There are feelings of patience that Allah give you. There are levels that no one else feels except you. But there are so many of them, they become what? Mu'aradat. At the time where you are alone with Allah, you're doing munajat. You know when munajat, you are doing the salat and the dua and the ibadah to Allah by yourself. He said, وَهَذِهِ الْمُنَاجَاتِ This munajat, when you're with Allah, it necessitates that this veil between the heart and His Lord is removed. And this hijab, this veil, when it is removed, you start knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the light of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into your heart. And this, in those specific times you and Allah in that, indulge in this ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implant this in your heart. And you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening different forms of munajat. You know what is munajat? And let me give you an example. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the Day of Judgment, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to intercede, he prostrates under Arsh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And makes, he says, Allah salam, he said, Allah will open on me praises to praise Allah with. He never taught anyone before, nor he gave them to me before. So there are sweetness to the munajat that come. When you become in that high level of asceticism, an ascetic, an abid, zahid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this, and then he said, أما صون المسامر أحيانا المسامرة المسامرة between you and people is this private chat. This nice chat, you talk to someone nicely, privately. Yeah, and imagine you're sitting, you, I know this is a low example, doesn't befit the status, but I want to try to find nice meaning. And you just say you're sitting in your wife on the beach and you're talking about all different things. Talking to your wife and she's talking to you, and you guys indulge, and you're actually not paying attention, you're just so indulge in the conversation with your wife, and she's talking to you and everything, and you're sitting on the beach and there's no worry in the world, you forget about the whole world, you're just talking, hey, hey, relaxed. That is called what? Musamara. It's not flirting, it's different than flirting. So this is more specific than munajat. So you actually, your discussion with Allah reaches the level of musamara. Sah? Huh? He said, Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَهِيَ مُخَاطَبَةُ الْقَلْبِ لِلْرَبِّ خِطَابُ الْمُحِبِّ لِمَحْبُوبِ He said, it is the discussion of the heart to his Lord, like the lover to his loved one. Exactly how I mentioned to you. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُقَارِنْهَا Even if it does not have haybah or ijlal, because al-musamara, when two people are talking, they don't have haybah and ijlal to each other. صح? Otherwise, it's not musamara. He said, أخذت به في الانبساط والإدلال. Then you become more and more comfortable. So it's not the level now of what haybah and ijlal. You become very comfortable in your munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عرفت? Pay attention. Many of us will make dua comfortably. That's not what we're talking about. Because your dua hasn't been preceded with what? With haybah and ijlal. You're just doing it as aada. Yalla, Allah maghfir li wa li walidayya. Yani whatever, dua, yalla khalis. Sah? No, that's not it. It is the haybah of ijlal preceded that of crying and begging and being broken on his door, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And weeping between his hands at night, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a higher level. It becomes musamara. Arafat? And said, فَتَجِيءُ الْهَيْبَ صَائِنَ لِلْمُسَامَرَ And then the haybah comes over arshing the musamara, so it does not remove it from the ubudiyyah. Arafat? So it doesn't become what you call like Allah becomes your friend. No. There was always this offer, arshing haybah, to keep this Musamara within the boundaries of what? Slave to his Lord. Towards the end, he said, this Musamara, pay attention, and this Munajat, you give it a shock to separate it. The shock to separate it and to bring it back to your reality, which is the glory of the Lordship of Allah. So the Munajat then turns to Musamara, but what is the fear here? He said the fear comes to give you that shock and reminds you of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَهِيَ عِزَّةُ الْإِمْتِنَاعُ وَعِزَّةُ الْقُوَّةُ وَالشِّدَّةُ وَعِزَّةُ السُّلْطَانُ وَالْقَهْرُ فَإِذَا صَدَمَتِ الْمُعَايِنِ كَادَتْ تَصْصِمُهُ وَتَمْحَقُ أَثَرَهُ إِذْ لَا يَقُومُ لِعِزَّةِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ شَيْءٍ. He said, the sadma, the shock comes out of what? The glory of imtina'. Imtina' means prevention, meaning there is a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a line you cannot cross, and you can never reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And izzat al-quwwah, izzah of what? The power and the strength of Allah. Yani while you're in Musamara comes this. Who are you talking to? You're talking to the impossible to be challenged. You're talking to the most powerful, the strongest, the one who has sultan and power. These elements, they cause you fear in your heart at the time of Musamara, which what shocks you and rumbles you again to reality. He said, and because the power of Rububiyyah, the strength of Rububiyyah, Lordship of Allah, nothing can challenge it and no level can come near it. And that is what he is saying. Towards the end, Ibn al-Qayyim said something important. The heart in his path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a bird, flying bird towards Allah, he said, the head of it is love that directs you, the love of Allah. The fear and hope are two wings. Once the head and the wings are safe and functioning properly, then the bird will be flying properly, will not lose its way. Whenever you sever the head, there's no love, the wings are useless. And when one of the two wings or both are broken, the bird becomes what? A prey for every hunting animal. Walakin as-salaf, our predecessors, said, when you are at the time of health and fitness, increase the level of fear in your heart. Why? Because when you're fit, you tend to not fear Allah. Nothing humbles you. And said, and when you are at the time closer to leaving this dunya, at the time of sickness, at the time of death, have more hope than fear. And this is the path of Abi Sulaiman, yani one of the Sufiya Mashaykh. This is the path that he recommended. He said, let the heart has more fear, yani Ibn Qayyim said, than hope. Because if you have too much hope, you will fail. Khalas, Allah will forgive. Khalas, Allah will forgive. Wishful thinking. It turns to wishful thinking. He said, others said, other than Abu Sulaiman, said, أكمل الأحوال, the best, most perfect ways, اعتدال الرجاء والخوف. To have balance between رجاء and خوف. وَغَلَبَتِ الْحُبْ, and let love overcome everything. فَالْمَحَبَّةِ هِيَ الْمَرْكِبِ, the love of Allah is the boat. وَالرَّجَاءُ حَادٍ وَالْخَوْفُ سَائِقٌ. الرَّجَاءُ حَادٍ, what is the حَاد here? Usually, on a journey, when you go on a long trip, you get someone who chants to keep you, keep your head off things. You can, you know, not to get bored. Well, khawf is what that drives you. Or hadin, yani, can have another meaning, which is the one who gives directions. Remember, al-hida is chanting, and it can mean the one who gives direction. وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَصِّلُ بِمَنِّهِ وَكَرَمِهِ And Allah is the one who ensures you reach your destination by His glory and His virtue, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next week will be Al-Ishfaq. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير